Good evening, good evening. We finished off last year with a question, and I'd like to address that and speak about this bi'alocha, which the question is in terms of if there's a, after shachis, there's a bit of whiskey and a bit of mezonos. And the question is, that really according to the seder of the brochas, what's the seder of brochas? If ein brichas ein shavos, so what's the halacha? What's the order? Magoesh, which is Mizonis, comes first, and then after it's the Shakol. Right? Magoesh and Eish, Shakol is at the very, very bottom. Mizonis is very much on the top. So the question is that you should really first have a Mizonis, and only then the Shakol. And this is not normally what people do. People normally first take the
whiskey.
The whiskey. That's, look around, that's what people do. Are you a whiskey drinker? Yeah, okay, so that's what people do, though. They take, even if it's not whiskey, even if it's a drink. Well, we'll see, actually, what if somebody takes an orange juice? What would he do then? What do people normally do if they take an orange juice? They'll, if they don't have a whiskey, if they have an orange juice in them as, in a cake, what will they do then? Still take a drink first. A boy say, how is this justified? How can you deal with this? Is this really the wrong thing or not? The question is, if after Shachis there's a Yahrzeit or Anachas Tefillin, whatever it may be, and there is a bit of whiskey with a bit of cake, what will generally people take first? People will take first the Mizonos? I think, generally speaking, it appears that people, and after the Bialocha points out already, people will generally take the whiskey first. And the question is that this is not in line with the order of the brachas that we learned, that really a mezonos should come before a shakol. So how do you deal with this? So if people take a mezonos first, that's of course ideal. But so the bi'alocha asks very much this question, and it appears, and it's good news, really, that this custom is the Shlomo Kodesh, which is a couple of centuries ago. He mentions that already. He's already concerned about this. So it looks like people's minhagim haven't changed so much. They're also in the Shlomo Kodesh times, they had a whiskey before the mezonos. So men haven't changed. They grabbed the whiskey first. So the question is, how does that make sense? So the bi'alocha, Bamash speaks about this. And I mean, the bi'alocha, v'chein bo'er pri adomo v'shakol. I mean, about Kosova Eli Rabbi Bishim Mashlo. Tali Rabbi brings the Shlo. The Ein Yofet is not right. Masha Oisin Amoni, what most people do. Kshinoisim Lifnein Yain Sorof, that there is before them whiskey, Umine Mekachas, and some fruit, some Mazonis, Peperos, or fruit, could be anything. Shebekasim Berpri Adomo, Berpoets. It doesn't really make a difference what it is, but either way, it comes before the shakol of the whiskey. Shakol, the first is shakol, and then after stick move on. And then the bi'alocha now brings a fascinating answer from the Shlomo Kodesh. Vehu, meaning the Shlomo Kosev Ratzdik Minhogam, he justifies and he explains the minik. The tamam, the reason is, really, they're not interested in anything but the whiskey. What they really want is a bit of a whiskey. That's really what, you're a whiskey drinker? Yeah? So they want the whiskey first. That's really what they're out. That's what they want. They're not interested. If you give them now a cake, they're not really interested. You give them fruit, nah, doesn't attract them at all. Have a kimi she'enu roi tzelech v'lachshov. It's as if they're not interested in this food now. This other food now, whether it's fruit or whether it's mezonos, I am not interested in it now. V'rak achashtia se'en tzorof, only after a bit of whiskey, chafetzim loch, and after the whiskey, now suddenly, oh, actually, it's a bit strong in my throat, I wouldn't mind a bit of cake. I don't mind a biscuit now. I don't mind a bit of fruit, whatever it may be. The Kenz and himself is Yosef. So he said that it's a fascinating yesoid. We'll speak more about this later on. But the yesoid is, and that's, it's a mamash, a very real life implication of this yesoid that we learned also in Tziv Aleph. That the halacha of save the kadima in the brachas is only if you've got a few types of fruit and you're keen to eat all of them now. So the question is, which one comes first? So then we have got one set of category if it's Birkos Ein Shavuos, another category if it's Ein Birkos Ein Shavuos. But the taken, the yesoid, the foundation, the basics is, I want to eat all of them now. So now Torah teaches us, Shulchan Aruch teaches us, what's the order? Not so in this case with the individual over here with the whiskey and after Shachis. Because there, really, he's not interested in a cake now. Leave me alone, a cake. Leave me alone, I don't want a cake now. I want my whiskey. I'm not interested. But he had his whiskey, so therefore he's going to make charcoal. He's going to make charcoal on the whiskey. And because now he burns his throat, I can't exactly explain the sensation in the throat of what happens by the whiskey. I'm not a big bocky. But you have now that feeling, you know what, actually now, bit of mazonis would be just right now. A cake would just do the trick. So after having had the whiskey, now there is the appetite and the desire and the wish of having a mazonis. So fine, so now you have the mazonis. But that doesn't go into the shaila at all of say the kadim and brachas. Say the kadim and brachas only if you're going to have them all now. He wasn't interested a minute ago. Before the whiskey, he was not interested in mazonis. He wasn't interested in it. So don't tell me say the kadim and brachas. That's the Shlach Kodesh answer. However, interestingly, it's a Yisoid. But interestingly, the story doesn't finish quite here, because the Biarachanai says, the Biarachanai says, actually, if you can, it's better to be noik. Actually, straightforward approach is to have the Mizonis first, because that's the Seder Kadima. Because at the end of the day, you know you're going to have both, and you don't really mind having a Mizonis first, so do it in that order. If there's room for bimachme, bimachme. But he himself calls it a chumrah, and he's not like mamash throwing out the Shlach Kodesh. He just says that if there's room for bimachme, then should bimachme. You have the mizonis first or the fruit first, and afterwards the whiskey, which is shakon. I was just now thinking, based on what you said, or whether I've forgotten, or the Bialoche specifically, the Shlach Kodesh specifically speaks about the whiskey. And there, did you have whiskey once? Okay. So there I hear, do you whiskey? Have a whiskey? Yeah. So there I can hear after the whiskey that the whiskey comes prior to the mezonis. Because you're not interested in the mezonis now. After Shachis, you don't want cake. It's too sweet. You have a whiskey, it gives that sensation in the throat. And then now you're going to have a bit of mezonis to kill that feeling. So I hear that. But what about if somebody's not having a whiskey? If somebody's having the orange juice that they give out, or the apple juice, would you still say that's svara or not? You wouldn't.
They're both sweet.
Yeah, does everybody agree to that? Yeah. No? What would you say?
So the svara is a general svara of you aren't interested in eating something until you eat something else.
Yeah, so you're saying that actually he's not about to eat the mazonis now. He's just not interested in the cake now.
He knows he's going to eat it later, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because Rabbi Herskin Svara, I hear what you're saying as well. I really do. That you're saying that at the moment, you see, because from the Bialoch's lashon was that the appetite of the mezonis only came after the whiskey. Can you say the same or not in terms of the if you have apple juice? The after apple juice, now the appetite of the mezonis has come or not?
You don't want to eat it in order, because that's not the order you want.
Yeah.
And if that's not the order you want,
yeah.
So it's not like it's even a meal. It's not like you've been conveying anything on it. You're just having two things.
Yeah.
And the potato, they have to be joined up.
Yeah.
But two separate things.
Two separate things. First you want to have a drink, and afterwards you want to have the mazonis.
That's all we're talking about here anyway. You're not talking about eating two things simultaneously.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. The question is only, is this svarat that the Shlach Kodesh says, first you're having the whiskey, and then afterwards the mezonis, and therefore there is no siddur kadima? Does this also apply if it's not a whiskey? Does it also apply if it's actually just apple juice or not? So I can really hear both sides, but yeah, I hear, maybe the pashas that you're saying, what do you think?
I think so, if you don't want it now,
yeah.
It's not
going to
get off just saying a
brok
at this point.
Yeah, if you're not, it's just not interested, you're not appetite, you're seeing the cake and you say, I'm not interested in that cake yet.
Later is going to be too late. The
butterflies
are going to pack it all away. And
yeah.
You've got to eat it Or is he not going to eat it at all?
Yeah, so...
So you have to have in mind that you're going to eat both when you start eating the first one.
Yeah, the question is, what's the right order?
And then the right order would be the Mazonas first.
Mazonas first, because you know very well you're going to have both, and yeah. Yeah.
It's only a Kiddush here.
The Shlach Kodesh is there, certainly a Kiddush, yeah.
Maybe you're thirsty.
Yeah.
Because
that's definitely. If you're thirsty, there's nothing to. Absolutely, you certainly have to drink first because you're not interested in eating it now. You want to have to drink first, and after it's have the mezonis, if the appetite has come in the meantime. Yeah. No, that's true. That's definitely true. Yeah. Okay, Rabosa, it's a very important, a very serious halacha. Again, the yisoid being, if you're not interested in a food yet, it doesn't go into the halachas or say the kadima. If you're not interested in it yet, even though you know that you may be interested in that food later, but if you're not interested in it now, you don't have to precede that food and its bracha. Okay, we are ready for Seif Dalet. Seif Dalet is now going to go into the following shaila. We learned there is the halachas of Ein Birkosein Shavos, Birkosein Shavos is probably best. What's the rule if it's Birkosein Shavos? What's the order? Pardon? Not the same bracha. That's right. If it's Birkosein Shavos, correct. And if it's right, and if it's Birkosein Shavos, if it's the same bracha, what's the order? First you go for correct, then you go for Sholem HaKolom Shlebura, and finally, we go to Chaviv. Now, the first one, as you said very correctly, is you have to first pick from the Shivas Aminim. Now, the question is, if there is two from the Shivas Aminim, so if it's Birkosein Shavos, you choose first from the Shivas Aminim. So an example would be if there's an apple and a pomegranate, that's right, you're going to choose first the pomegranate because even if you don't like it so much, you take first the pomegranate because it's Shivas Aminim. What happens though if there's a pomegranate and grapes? Or there's a date and pomegranate? If it's two from the Shivas Aminim. So how does that work? What is it? So Deh Shulchan Aruch we're going to be seeing now is going to tell us, true, as you said correctly, Shivas Aminim comes first, but if you have a few from Shivas Aminim, what is the order of the Shivas Aminim if you've got a few Shivas Aminim in front of you? Good, yeah.
So, technical question, if you've got an apple and grapes in front of you, you make an egg on the apple, it will not part of the grapes, you have to make a separate egg.
We'll get to that still. That will be halacha later on, if that will be halacha later on. Good, this will be halachas will be discussed. You're making an assumption, but we'll get to that mitzvah before she's even later on. So hold the gun for that. Okay? So Sif Dalet. Kol akoinim aposuk asam Sif Dalet. Pechkuf chav Dalet. And halacha is as follows. Sif Dalet teaches us. Kol akoinim beposuk. Everything that comes first in the posuk. Eretz, chita, husa'oira. Koidem livrocha. Is that it goes in the order of the posuk. And if you look at Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, chav Aleph, you will have the entire pasuk. Eretz, you'll have the whole pasuk. Eretz baso. So it says v'chenu seder amikot. That is the order of the pasuk. Eretz, chita, v'sa'oira, v'gefen, u'te'ena, v'rimon. Eretz, zeis, shemen, u'dvosh. That is the whole pasuk. Why do we do it? Why do we have to go in that order? So Mishnah Berurah have gotten you test earlier says the following. Kol hakodem temikos echoshev aminim. This pasuk tells us the fruit that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. And whichever one comes first in the pasuk, is more choshev than the one mentioned later on. Therefore, it's first in the brachas. So it goes in the order of chshivas. The pasuk mentions first the most choshev and then afterwards later on. So if it says Eretz, the land of chita, wheat is more choshev than tsa'ira, which that in turn is more choshev than gefen, grapes, v'te'eino is less choshev than that, v'rimon is less choshev, and it goes in that order, eretz, zayin, sem, l'dvash. Now, so that's fine. So if you've got a gefen and a te'eino, which one are you going to take first? Gefen. And if you've got a te'eino and a rimon, the bracha is going to be on there, because it comes first, that's right. However, continue Shulchan Aruch. Ve'eretz, I mean, kol ha'kodim posig ha'tchitim, so ha'kodim ha'bocha. Ve'eretz basro, says Shulchan Aruch, the second time it says in the posuk, eretz, hifzik ha'inyan, separates the posuk, ve'kol ha'asom uchloi, and whichever one is closer to that, choshuv, is mu choshuv, me'amu'ucha, mimenu le'eretz kamo. Whichever one comes first in the second part of the posuk is more chashuv than the one who comes later in the first part of the posuk. So what it means is as follows: if you look in the posuk, it says Eretz chitos ha'oro gefen ve'etenu v'rimoin, and then it says Eretz zeis shemen udvosh. So continues Mishnah Berurah me'eretz shebe'emtzo, the Eretz which is in the middle of the posuk, have aschal ha'seder, is again the new beginning of a order. For chol ha'samuch lo, which one is closer to that second eretz, choshev yoyis is more choshev and more choshev eretz kamo. He's more choshev than what comes late in the first eretz. In other words, so the pasuk is eretz chitos ha'oro gefen u'te'enu v'rimoyim, eretz zayis shemen u'dvosh. So let's say it's somebody has got a zayis, which is an olive, and he has got a rimoyim. Rimoyim, which is which number in the first part of the pasuk? That's right. Chita, Sa'ira, Gefen, Viteina, V'rimon. It's number 5. And the Zayis is the first one after the Eretz. So now, if you've got a Zayis and you've got a Rimon, you've got to take the Zayis first. Why? Because it's the first one after the second Eretz, as opposed to Rimon being at the very end of the first part of the Pasuk. Does that make sense? It says Eretz twice. If you've got, and it's therefore the listing starts again after the second Eretz. If you're taking something from the first Eretz, which is, I can't explain it very well. Can somebody explain it better than me?
You get a piece of paper and you write the posuk and you write numbers on top of each one, it would be really helpful.
Very good. That would be a good way of doing it. Yeah, I didn't think of that, but that would be the best way.
Too much Sa'ira versus Zayis. You have the Zayis. Sa'ira is second to the first Eretz.
That's right.
Zayis is first.
Correct, because it's the first one after the second Eretz. So in other words, after the second Eretz, you start recounting. And then you look which one is the first one after the Eretz. Yeah.
But you don't say that pomegranate is near to the second Eretz.
No, so we don't say that. We don't say that. We go after the second Eretz, you start counting them. So does that make sense? Does that make sense? He says twice Eretz, and then you count which one is in the order. If it's close to the Eretz, it comes first. Right. So Shulchan Aruch gives an example. Hilkach, therefore, tomorim kodim la'anovim. Why is that? Why is tomor before anovim? Why? Chita sa'oro gefen v'te'eina. So that is one number. It's 4. And tomorrow is dvash. Dvash, yeah. So that's 1, 2, that's right, so it comes later. So it's 1, 2. Anovim, sorry. Tomorrow koidm la anovim. Anovim is gefen, which is third. It's not, because Zeis Shemen Udvosh, no, Zeis Shemen is Zeis Shemen is 1, Udvosh is 2. So it's 2 as opposed to 3. So it comes first. Shezeh Sheini le'eretz baso, v'zeh shlishi le'eretz kamo. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'davke sh'oich l'anovim k'mo she'en. In terms of anovim grapes, it only comes if it's the way you're eating them, the way they are. But obviously, if you're not eating grapes, we're eating grape juice or wine. What's the bracha of? Indeed, per peagofen. Then, you don't make oats on it. Then, per peagofen chshuva, per peagofen comes earlier, is more chashuv. When it comes first, we're making bracha tchila on it first. So, per peagofen, that's again to magoesh. Where is magoesh? Where is gefen in magoesh? Second, it's mamash choshuv. So when it's not anovim that you're eating, when you're eating grapes, but it's actually grape juice or wine, then he has his own bracha, and its bracha is a very high leveled bracha. But it's so it's going to come first. אבל מה יש לקדר מחמשת מיני דוג אני חשוב יויסם מביק את היין but when you have a mazoinus and מה יש לקדר cooked dish which is made out of wheat then it comes because it's mazoinus and mazoinus comes before agofen back to magoesh mazoinus gofen מה מקום סביבו גימם כל הנמר סומך לארץ כמה קודנר שנמר סומך לארץ בסו לך שוב אלוהים בשמיך לארץ we have got the first after the Eretz after the first Eretz and the first after the second Eretz you're going to take the first from the first Eretz as opposed to the first from the second Eretz similarly also second of the second of the second Eretz comes after the second of the first Eretz okay Rabbi said does it make sense this Eretz thing I should have you're right it would have been a very good idea to write the Pasuk and then you do an Eretz Chita Sa'ira Gefen so do 1, 2, 3 and then again Eretz and then 1, 2, 3 and then you know that the 1, 2, 3 and then 1, 2, 3 after the second Eretz and then the first after the second Eretz comes before the second of the top Eretz yeah that would be a very good way of explaining it yeah very good yeah very good yeah okay So what will be another example for that? Rabbi, another example, if you have, will be, do you know why it's very relevant? But it's Simonim Rosh Hashanah. What's normally, what do you have normally in Simonim Rosh Hashanah? You do the apple first. Okay, that's a bit of a mystery, Rabbi Yisai. It's a mystery. Yeah, but we learned, so I'm pleased you're mentioning it. Rabbi Yisai, it's a question. Normally, what do you have first on Rosh Hashanah? What do we start with normally? What do many people start with? What do most people start with? With the apple. Dip the apple in the honey. Say the bochel out and clear. So, and then let's say you've got to have a pomegranate in a minute. So what would you, if you've got a pomegranate and apple, what comes first? What comes first? Pomegranate. Why? Shivas Aminim comes before non-Shivas Aminim, right? Because it's Shivas Aminim Sholem Chaviv. Same bracha. It's a mystery. I both say it's a mystery, and it's mamash a mystery. Yeah. But you don't make a broch on it, and it's not vash anyway. And we're talking about Pekosei and Shavos, it's the same broch, so it must be you're talking about Ho'eitz. Have I said, anybody got a suggestion? What's Pshat?
The way the tree, a fruit tree grows, is usually you have the leaves, and then it becomes the fruit. So the leaves sort of protect the fruit. But with the apple, it's the other way around. The apple comes, and then the leaves come after.
Okay, so... And let's just say, and therefore what? I know, but so you're saying that, say the Kadima does not apply, therefore. Yeah. Well, that's a big Kiddush. So, you're telling me over here, is a very big Kiddush, you're telling me that on Rosh Hashanah night, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, where we are trying to keep the Shulchan Aruch at its very best, at least for a day or two, we try to stick to Shulchan Aruch. We actually, we don't go according to the order of the Shulchan Aruch. We have a different cheshbon, al pi Kabbalah, al pi Machshava, al pi Ashkofa, which is not in line with Simon Reshut Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, I mean, it's a big chiddush. Yeah, I hear. I mean, it could be... I mean, there are Yidden who, in line with the Simon Reshut Aleph, they will dafka her first Rimon, because there are people. But it's definitely not the. It's, I think it's true to say it's not the minhag. I think it's true to say, yeah.
Very bad idea. Rosh Hashanah, you go to the club and say, "Well, I don't know anybody else."
Yeah.
Kol Yisrael is doing it this way. I'll make myself different than everybody else.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. If it's I agree with you. If there is what needs to be investigated is that it's a genuine minhag and not just what the Hamoin Am does, which is probably the case. But it's just to it's not school. Okay, so then but it's true. I think that it is. It's in. If you look in all the Machzorim, I think it will be printed that way, and I think you're probably right that it's then it is probably considered a minik. Yeah. Yeah, so it's a bit of a, you agreed it's a bit of an enigma.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you say? Yeah. It's a bit...
Could it be that having this simonim, all the other things, came a later minhag, and but always a minhag to have apple, a kiddish apple, moti.
Well, if that's the case, which is a very fascinating thought, if that's the case, then that you're saying the fact that people had apple, that minig is more ancient than the minig of having, let's say, the rimon. But if that's the case, then the mistake happened later on. When did the mistake happen then? And it's a genuine mistake. Yes. Very good. That's amazing, because that's an amazing thought. Because if that's the case, then it's a minik tos, what we do. Then people, if that's really the truth, which is very likely actually, then I love that svara. Then pshat is that people just genuinely, they had just the apple on the table. And they brought the other things later on. And then, so then it was completely in line with the brachas and it was perfectly fine. And then people didn't know about this. People thought, I'll be much better organized than my parents. And they brought everything on the table, and that's when I get into trouble. So and then you're going in problems, Hilchas Brachos. Yeah, so you are showing us that Simon Emil, that it says, Yeah, it's completely, definitely, the way they bring it down over here as well, is that they make Purpur 8, and then it says, they eat the apple, and only later on they eat the other ones. Yeah. Yeah, the rimon later on. And don't tell me the fact that the rimon is cut, right? Sholem and not sholem, don't tell me, because let's say even if the apple is whole and the rimon is sholem. Even if the apple is whole, is sholem, and the rimon is cut, it won't make a difference, because sholem comes after Shiva Saminim. I see, that's fucking interesting. Yeah.
So, if you bring the shivas the other simon into the table after the apple, you then have to stand.
Yeah, so that's a Mishnah Berurah later on, which we haven't seen yet. That you don't have to, if it's not on the table, then actually it's not considered being here. It's not considered being here.
Yeah.
You won't have to make a bracha. But it doesn't come first in Hilchis Kadima. You don't have to make a renewed brach on it. No. Yeah, that's very interesting. Very, very interesting svara. Yeah, okay. Okay, all right, to recap what we covered tonight. We learned to say the Kadima in terms of the Shiva Saminim themselves. We learned that it goes in the order of the Pasuk with the interruption of the second Eretz. After the second Eretz, there's a recount. And we learned that Gofen comes first. Anyways, if there's a Gofen, you make that first. Mizonis comes before Gofen is mentioned again. And we spoke a little bit about the question of the Simone Milzer on later Rosh Hashanah. A very interesting suggestion brought forward was Pshat in the Minik. And we started off the shiur speaking about the Heilige Shlach Kodesh, who questions the Minik. Why is it that people have first whiskey before the Mizonis? He brings Mamash that svara as well, that you're not about to have the Mizonis yet. Bialocha says, ideally, if you can be machmir, to have, according to the, in line of the Seder Abochas, that's best. Wishing you a very good evening, Abbo Yisrael.